2001. And that is a very fascinating film because I watched it back. Sure. And it's not as problematic as I expected it to be. Obviously, there's still a lot of issues with it. But it held up better than I had anticipated. Number three, this is a movie I do not like. Castaway with Tom Hanks.
I've never seen it.
It's there's nothing to say. It's Castaway. Yeah. It's Wilson. It's Castaway.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen it.
This is an era for Tom Hanks where he has very successful movies that I don't like. Yeah. Like this.
Do you like Big?
Big is like 1980. Yeah. Really, that's way earlier.
I'm just curious if you like that movie because I like the movie a lot.
Big has some strange moments in hindsight. Yes. But Castaway, he talks to a volleyball. Wilson. What Women Want, which I obviously did not see at age six, but it has. Okay. Not going to be watching it because it does star Mel Gibson.
Yeah. So that's love immediate. When they cast someone who can't act in the lead. That's my hill that I'll die on.
Yeah, but. I don't like Mel Gibson. Dinosaur, number five. And that's interesting because a dinosaur is obviously Big. The initial idea was conceived in 1986 by Paul Tippett and Paul Verhoeven. Paul Verhoeven having a role in the making of Dinosaur.
Sorry, there's no way. Is absurd.
I didn't like Dinosaurs. I didn't think it was very good. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which I did see in theaters. Which is not very good, but made
shout
a lot of money.
Shout out Sarah. That is one of Sarah's favorite movies.
That genuinely makes sense.
She's going to kill me for saying that.
And then another movie that I absolutely hate and I make fun of all the time is Meet the Parents, which is Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro, where the crux of all the comedy is based around the fact that Ben Stiller's character's first name is Gaylord.
Yes.
And his last name is a facsimile of the F word.
Yep.
That's the entire joke.
Holy 2000.
And they do it for the whole runtime. Yeah.
What if I did a movie where my name was Naughty? Ha ha ha. I'm going to make $700 trillion. Ha ha ha.
And Ben Stiller, I loved There's Something About Mary. Obviously, once again, not a movie that holds up well, but it does genuinely make me laugh because there's a lot of like shocking stuff that he would just repeat for every movie after that. He has a weird thing about like animal violence and comedies that like continues to this day. Yeah. He's a strange little guy, that Ben Stiller. Not a big fan.
I enjoy Zoolander. I love Night at the Museum. That's one of my favorite movies.
Night at the Museum's great.
He was in Blaze of Glory.
Yep.
Was he in Dodgeball too?
Yep. Yes, he was. He was the main antagonist in Dodgeball. Yeah.
Shame on you for mentioning Blades of Glory. That's disgusting.
What, we're not just saying films that people are in? What the hell?
The next one, number eight. This is a movie that I describe as a perfect rented by and watched with your parents movie, because that was certainly my experience. The Perfect Storm, which is just about a big storm and a boat.
Like Twister?
It's just about like a big wave on the sea, and it has George Clooney in it. I actually remember kind of liking it. Here's the cast. George Clooney, Mark Wahlberg, Diane Lane, William Finkter, and John C. Reilly.
Okay.
Like, it's a good cast, but
I've seen this.
It's a movie, like, the poster is a boat on a big wave, like, going upwards.
I know of this movie.
It's okay. Yeah. Like, it is a perfectly cromulent film.
Cromulent.
Number nine, love this, and I'm a little sad because the biggest movie in the world right now is just shamelessly cashing in off X-Men nostalgia, but the OG X-Men was released in 2000, and it slaps.
X-Men 2000 is so good.
It slaps. X2, also good.
X2, listen, we could sit here, we're going to be sitting here for 3 hours taking over the airwaves if I talk about those original X-Men movies, because they are good. They are better than a lot of the Marvel fare that has come out.
It's not even close. X2 and X-Men I saw in theaters with my brother for my birthday. It was a great run for me. 2000, I'm turning six. This was released 10 days. It was released on his birthday, 10 days before mine. I see X-Men. 2001, I see X2. 2002, I see Spider-Man. What a great 3-year May movie run for me. And then number 10, What Lies Beneath, which I apparently is a supernatural horror film. I have no idea. I've never heard of it.
No idea.
But that's 2000.
Have we talked about that movie? It's like the End of Days movie where it's like everything is, it's climate change.
Harrison Ford's in it. I actually have to watch this.
Not Apocalypse.
No, but it's like in the same vein as like 2012.
The Day
or
After Tomorrow.
The Day After Tomorrow. 2004. Day After Tomorrow.
I saw that one too. I will watch anything with Harrison Ford in it. He's like Josh Hartnett to me, where I'm in love with him.
Are you going to go see? Okay, well, now Well, now I have to ask, are you going to go see him as Red Hulk?
No.
In the new, yeah.
I don't think he'd want
let
me
him,
to.
Let him rest. Please don't make him do this.
Why would you go see that?
Yeah.
Why would you? There's so many better movies I've made. So 2000, what are we thinking genre-wise? Because this could be...
What's the view count on
22
it?
22 million. So this could be like...
Oh, true. Let's actually do this.
This could be like Latin pop swing. This could be... There were a lot of genres bubbling up in 2000. Like, this is like post-Ricky Martin, but just barely.
It could be... Could it be nu metal?
Not at 22 million. Actually,
maybe. That is like, depending on how obscure the nu metal is.
Yeah.
Because there are some real duds.
So yeah, to bring it back to the inception here, we were playing the Bandle. The Bandle is a Wordle-like where, in this case, it takes a song from YouTube, breaks it down into its components, and adds those components back together as you go along your guesses. It'll start with drums, it'll add the bass. In our case, it'll add the first synth, then the second synth, then the voice cover and backing vocals, and then like a usually hilarious overt written clue to start it out. So let's do the drums. Let's do the drums. This is a song on YouTube released in 2000 that has 22 million views.
Let's hit it. Okay.
This is an Alice CJ. Oh, it just stopped. Oh, yeah. That was rude.
Okay. It's like dancey.
Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, I mean, it's
I
around.
I want to rock right
that's
now.
Like,
now.
That's
no.
Early Black Eyed Peas.
We've got I Got a Feeling, Pump It In, Words of Love. It's none of these,
no.
for
no.
sure.
No, because that's when they were still, like, okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
What is the par on this one?
4.
Okay.
So you're getting both synths.
So this is, like, very Eurodance.
Yeah,
which is,
that's why, I like...
Because this is the end of the Eurodance wave.
Yeah.
Like, this is the last
Life,
year they're
it
in.
It never die. Yeah, women are my favorite guy.
I think they've done Better Off Alone already, and I would have recognized if it was Better Off Alone, so I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the bass line. Yeah. I don't think we've got any guesses. Any guesses? No. Yeah. Here's the bass line.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's so Euro, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like...
Oh...
Because I think of one-hit wonders for Eurodance, there's not a lot of, like, super established crossover hits that are, like, lasting.
Every four chord under the sun, man. They're all the same.
I was going to say, we've got synth coming up next. Let's hear the synth.
Yeah.
Because there might be a very distinctive...
Nope. Not the synth.
Oh, I've heard this.
Yeah, this is familiar.
Very Life It Never Die, and that's all I can think of now.
Women are my favorite guy.
Women are my favorite guy. I think, I don't know, I think we just go for the fourth synth.
Type in blue, Eiffel 65. I want to see if they have it. Okay, it's only blue. That's not it.
Yeah, we would have.
But I wanted to see if they had
what else.
If our last Monday morning show it
context,
was blue.
The pool of songs you can select from have been predetermined. It's not every YouTube song under the sun. So you can kind of game it a little by scoping out what they've got for certain artists, and then also if you get the artist correct but not the song, they'll let you know as well. They'll give you a little indicator.
Yeah, just like
I have no idea. Like, I recognize it, but I could not put a word to it all. So I think this is the second synth. Let's do the second synth. Oh my god, I totally know this song.
It does sound like blue.
It does sound exactly like blue.
It's not. Is this the wrong year?
Oh my god, it's like Britney Spears or something. I think it's more pop. I don't think it's Euro. I think it's a pop song. I know that.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I have heard this song multiple times.
Yeah, that little synth drum.
Yeah. Oh, I know the song, but I cannot... my little guy in the library back there is just does not have the archives readily available. Do the vocals or let's do one on one run of this. Oh man. Tick tock on the clock. No. Yeah. It's there. I need more personally.
I don't have.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Yeah.
It's so close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we got to go to five.
Yeah.
Lauren?
Yeah.
Five. Voice, the voice covers. Oh.
What is the song called?
Oh, it's so brutal.
Like, I can hear it, I just don't remember what it's called. If we have to take the L on our last
around
morning.
The world, everywhere.
I mean, we'll get it with
around the world, maybe.
No, it's not actually around the world.
It has
sure.
Around the world in the lyric somewhere.
All around the world, something like that.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
You're spinning around like a record. Oh, it's probably this song.
Yeah, A Touch of Class. Try it.
A Touch of Class, Around the World, la 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 la. Yeah, that's probably it.
That's got it.
Yep.
Hey.
Throughout the earth.
Throughout the earth.
So we got a bogey. I'm worried to type in the name of this band. That's a scary thing for me to type in.
A Touch of Class?
Yeah.
Just be precise about it.
Yeah, I'm doing Around the World. Okay, let's see. Is this a German-based international Euro dance
group?
ATC.
Good job, Jesse.
Scatman.
Ace of Base.
These are all Eurodance. Eiffel 65. I'm just telling you, I love my schlock. Lou Bega Jr. is a German African singer who adopted a Cuban persona.
This thing
that was the time.
Really charted, man. This thing really charted.
Of course it did. It's their only hit. Okay, let's get back to it. I actually have a little bit of stuff from our new music library coming up here, and then we're going to go on and see what we get from there. So we've got, this is Veronica Lewis, an American indie artist, album released about 2 weeks ago, and this is not Around the World, but rather Against the World, right here on your Monday morning indie wake-up call. All right, folks, we'll talk to you again soon.
Do you wonder? time then wasting away in a cage I made for myself, wasting away in a cage I made for myself.
I can't remember where I was headed to now. Redstone on the dashboard, my head in the clouds. Get in my lane, baby, I don't wanna get out. Crosses all along the roadside. It's hard to imagine that I didn't want to learn how to drive. Roll down the window now, just to let in the sky. My lighter in your pocket. You said you had one once, but you must have lost it. I said that's how it goes with love and lighters and friends and bands. And to tell the truth, I just came across it. It wasn't really mine to lend, but now it's yours. You asked asked if we were friends. I said, babe, of course, I wouldn't tell no one else. But I tell you, I wouldn't be running around singing Baby Blue. I remember getting way too high on the streets of Amsterdam, looking for the answers, and maybe we were finding them. It's just the way I am. That's just the way I am. But maybe I'll change. Everything else does, so why not me? You finished your smoke, you kissed my cheek, told me you were leaving for the week. And there's a man in another city, makes you smile, and when you smile you're pretty. I mean, you're pretty all the time, but I know you know that. Well, I held your hand as we were walking home. I was looking for a song, you wrote me a verse. I was looking for the right words, you found them first. Looking for the answers, man, and maybe we were fine. That's just the way I am, at least tonight. You sent me a text when you got home, alright. And I turned on the stereo beside my bed. Let the music get way inside my head. I fell asleep to the sound of your favorite song. So woke up in the morning and I put your record on. I put your record on. Said you had one once, but I guess you lost it.
Oh, the mountaintop. Oh, the vision stopped, and I will reap the locust crop, cause I love you like a mountain. The chopping block, and I love you like a mountain. Oh, the human race. Oh, the prophet's face, and all God's people find their place. And I love you like a mountain. And out in the woods, lightning struck. I saw death in the eye of a buck, tied to a tree, drowned in the muck. Everything had changed. And we grew up with birds and bees. We'd go swimming, we'd climb trees, and we would skate when the ice would freeze. We came up the same, we were both the same. Oh, the mountaintop. Oh, the vision stopped, and I will reap the locust crop, cause I love you like a man. Thank you. peace, and all God's creatures find their places. I love you like a mountain. I love you like a mountain. I love you like a mountain.
Demons, 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 in and around my life. guess I must be having fun. Less we say about it, the better. Make it up as we go along. Feet on the ground, head in the sky. It's okay.
With a view, I'm just an animal.
CFRC 101.9 FM to your Monday morning indie wake-up call with Mikey, Jesse, and Lauren. During that block, we heard from a lot of different people. First up, we had Veronica Lewis with Against the World. Then there was Glitter Fox with Portland. Noah Reed with American Roads. Boy Golden with The Way. Timber Timber with Like a Mountain. Allison Russell with Demons. Bad Bad Not Good with Nora Jones with This Must Be the Place. Sir Woman with Never Gonna Give Me Up. And Catronata and Shaylia with Chances. We hit a lot of folks.
Sir Woman is a great, great name for
Sir Woman's
artist.
An awesome name.
There was a lot of stuff in there that was really quite good, yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed. I love when my playlists make the other host happy.
Good hustle out there, fella.
Thank you.
Great.
I was cooking bolognese and making a playlist at the same time, so maybe I need to always cook bolognese and make my playlist.
Was that dinner last night?
Yes, it was.
I had a good dinner last night as well. Jesse, what did you have for dinner last night?
Oh, this is very funny. You mentioned this. I had a conversation with May at the Queens in the Park yesterday. I went home and had quiche with my mom. And
quiche with my mom.
We were laughing because May was like, that's a very lesbian meal. And I was like, yeah.
Hello?
And I was like, that is hilarious. That's amazing. May, wonderful, wonderful. And she's like, only if it's broccoli and cheddar. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it is.
Sorry, this
that's
is something
so
I had
interesting.
No idea.
Oh, quiche? Quiche
like,
to me.
Like, I know, like, the Subaru thing. Like,
big
I know
no, I have no idea what she's talking
really?
About.
Really? Oh, a big LGBTQ plus meal. Quiche, especially if you're eating it with your mom, like, screams gay brunch. Like that.
Really?
Oh,
that's awesome. That's
for sure. And that's why it was such a good meal. It was tight.
Quiche with my mom.
Exactly. See, and that was, so I was laughing about that. I was like, May, you were right. It was broccoli cheddar. And so I had a delicious, yes, meal with my mother. Some broccoli cheddar quiche. We're going out to dinner tonight as well. So that's the vibe right now.
Where are you guys going?
I have no idea. It's up to her.
Oh.
Which is nice. Because I can eat anything, and she is a middle-aged white woman, so she cannot. So I'm like, I'm going to let you choose, because I think my palate might kill you.
Gosh. So. What was that... The Afghan spot that Chance went to that one time. Man,
I don't know, but I'm craving it. I wish I could go there tonight. Maybe I'll go there for lunch.
That would leave a pile of soot and a pair of shoes.
Yes.
Incorporating this turn of phrase into my vocabulary, by the way, because every time you've said it, I've been like, yeah.
It's so good. It is wonderful. And yeah, I think it, I've been reading a lot of Terry Pratchett. I'm five books deep now. So I've read the first two. I've read The Color of Magic and The Light Fantastic.
Yeah.
And they're both still honestly fine. They were still like a little crazy because it was definitely Terry Pratchett really throwing stuff in the wall and seeing what sticks. The first book had an insane, insane moment where spoilers if you're going to read the first
Terry Pratchett book,
where the main character was going through different dimensions and ended up in like a modern day airplane. And the way it was written was so jarring and so confusing.
I
had to read the same five pages over like three times for me to like, oh my God, they're in an airplane.
I love that book.
In like a completely alternate time. Like it was so completely insane.
Yeah.
I read The Witch's One or The Sorcerer.
Okay.
And the third Rincewind one.
You know, okay. Pratchett, pretty incredible what they managed to accomplish, you know, talking about traveling through dimensions and time. And it's amazing because they have their little robot buddy Clank. And
I was waiting for the joke.
I was so curious where.
I was like, I didn't know you were a big Discworld fan.
Yeah. I mean, I could see Ratchet and Clank landing on Discworld.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They should read the series. I think you'd get a kick out of it.
My favorite Discworld book is one of the YA ones. So I don't know if it like holds up, but it's, well, he still wrote them. It's the We Free Men, and it's also in the witches and the Tiffany Aching kind of plot line. Yeah. And I read it when I was in grade 7 and it changed my brain chemistry forever. So
One thing I like, I know it makes sense and like it comes with the sentiment of everyone saying like it's, they're all fairly insular. With the first, I forget if it was Sorcerer when they like set it up so that witches or femme presenting people could go to the wizard school.
Yep.
And they just never did anything with it after that. I was like really excited for like repercussions and ramifications and how it's going to change the scene. The next book, nothing.
Nothing.
And I had to like, I was like, was it a fever dream? Where, what happened here? Wow. And they're like, oh yeah, they just never went up going.
To be fair, there's only one series that deals with the wizard school and it has all the tact and subtlety
of
a baseball bat to the head, which would explain, I think, maybe the author's late life decisions.
And I think without getting into also way more like the upsetting territory, I don't know if you've read Good Omens at all, but I recently had a friend remark to me that it's funny when you read Good Omens after all these years, how much more of a Terry Pratchett novel it is than a Gaiman novel. Like in every respect. So I'm just going to leave that there.
It's on my to read too. I've been zipping through the Discworld stuff and then I'll probably go back to some more nonfiction and like be an adult. Or maybe some grimdark. I was reading a ton of Joe Abercrombie. I think I went through most of his work. If you are someone who keeps hearing about like Richard Sanderson and the words high fantasy in like the same sort of sentence, I recommend reading Joe Abercrombie's work. It's really good. The first book is a bit of a slog. The first book of the first trilogy, just because they do a lot of like world building and setting up. But there's a couple of scenes near the tail end of the book that like really, I was like, wow, I am in for wherever this goes.
Yeah.
It's good. Would recommend Joe Abercrombie's work. Mm-hmm. I actually haven't read any Sanderson stuff because a buddy of mine who's like really into high fantasy stuff and is like such a, like they have a band that I can't remember the name of right now, but like swords as symbology. And they like have a jacket with like a long sword embroidered on the back, like Lord of the Rings-esque, a lot of like cool, funny stuff. Shout out to you, Andrew, if you're listening for some reason. They do haircuts out in Picton, if anyone's a haircutist in Picton.
That was wild. Do they use the sword for the haircuts?
It's quite the party trick, I've got to say. And, like, he's quite accurate, too. There haven't been any incidents quite yet, but, I mean, you know, we'll see how it goes. It is quite a profession.
The sword barber.
But, yeah, they recommended Joe Abercrombie's work over Sanderson's because Sanderson doesn't write a lot of non-men characters, apparently.
This is true.
So,
yeah.
I've been going through the Vampire Chronicles, which is an interesting time. Going through those novels sometimes, I'm like, do I love this? Do I actually love this? Because at a certain point, Anne Rice got so fixated on Lestat, it's like, what happened? Because he was supposed to be a supporting character in Interview with the Vampire, and then she's like, actually, this guy is the main character of the whole time.
This guy's going places.
And he's gonna go and have a beef with Akasha, who's 10 million zillion years old and the most powerful vampire on the planet, and she just doesn't like him.
Yeah,
it's
fair
just,
enough.
That's awesome.
Fair enough.
She has authorial power, you know? Yeah. She can do what she wants.
I had,
who's gonna stop her?
I had a good dinner last night. I had, flank steak was on sale, and then I bought some marinade wells at Farm Boy. I bought some like chimichurri.
Farm Boy.
Yeah.
Fancy schmancy.
Blazed that into the old cast iron. Had some shishito peppers.
Ooh, those are nice. A little bit of Japanese spicy pea. Yeah.
They say 1 in 10 spicy on the bag. A lot of them are spicy than 1 in 10. I don't know where they came up with that nomenclature.
Yeah.
It's a ruse, I think.
I think amongst like the super diehard spice people, there would be a more mild one. But for like a regular person, those are still pretty.
They can get you.
Yeah.
Some of them are quite potent. But like, especially if you cook them, like I do mine in the toaster oven at like 450 for like 20 minutes.
Wow.
Just so they get real nice and sweet.
Yeah.
And really break down. But every now and then, one will just zing you. Like, pow.
Yeah. It's right the in seeds. The kisser. It's the seeds. That's where all the capsaicin is.
But I cannot be bothered de-seeding any of my spices unless I'm doing something with like scotch bonnets or something.
Mm.
But even then, it's like, I'll live. I'll be fine. let's live a little. Let's let it rock.
Yeah. Spicy peppers, you
spicy
know.
Spicy pats.
I'm not a big fan of the hybrid ones that are designed to be like
that are like lab grown to like be antagonistic.
Correct.
Like weapons,
every
like
second. Yeah,
that's not
weapons.
Fun.
Yeah, biological weapons.
Yes.
No.
But you get like there are naturally spicy peppers. Like I believe it's like a Thai chili. It's a ghost pepper because they use them to keep elephants away from fencing.
Oh, the like book. The chocolate.
Chocolate scorpion or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing, like, that's fine. I like heat, but not to that extent. I know a lot of people, like, hot sauce culture is kind of like the new Reddit thing.
It's kind of like the bacon.
It's the natural successor.
It's the epic mealtime bacon moment, but, with hot sauces.
Oh, my gosh, I haven't thought about epic mealtime for 10 years.
All the stars are here. Harley Morenstein. Shout out to...
Didn't they have a really crazy falling out?
Oh, probably.
With, like, the way someone, like, the rights to things?
Yeah,
there was, like, a lot of money owed different ways and stuff like that.
They all seem
crazy falling out. I
insufferable.
Remember. Yeah.
So if you're Epic Mealtime, you're listening from Montreal, call in.
Were they from Montreal?
Yeah, Harley Morenstein's Canadian.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Montreal. It was like definitely Canada. Because they...
Wow. Okay.
You could tell by certain
chocolate
products.
Chocolate Butler was the one I was thinking of.
One of
the hottest peppers in the world.
Okay.
If you're in Ottawa or in the area in Ottawa, there's a place called Chili Chili's, which you can, I'm sure, guess the pun, but since you don't have it in front of you, chili as in cold, and chilies as in the peppers. They are a brick-and-mortar store out in Ottawa, and they have a huge selection of hot sauces, and you can get a lot of cool stuff. And they have a web store, so...
There's Mikey's endorsement
of the
day.
Yeah, endorsements of the day. A lot of food endorsements. I'm seeking sponsorships. I will eat almost anything you throw my way. The only things... What's the weirdest things you guys have ever eaten? We don't have a lot of time, so we can fire...
Alligator.
I had sheep's brain.
I think it's ostrich for me.
Just, like...
Yeah.
Like a leg?
Or I assume. Okay. That wasn't the feathers.
Okay.
So that's
the beak. Don't worry about it.
It's so crunchy. That is the end of our show today, folks.
That is the end of Monday Morning Soda Crew.
That's awesome. What a closer.
Eat your beaks.
Eat your beaks.
Take your vitamins. Drink your milk. You know, whatever you got to do to get you through the day. We'll have a new format for you next week. That will be much more palatable.
But we yeah, but may it's still, been a serious depending blast. On how we might transition over, yeah. we may still come up and around. But this is a great time.
I think this was a blast. This was a lot of fun.
My suggestion is we do like a holiday episode before we all go back.
Or even like a once a month.
Yeah, just like just pop in. We'll find an occasion to bring the band back together. Stay tuned, of course, folks. If you're new here, we got a lot of great programming all Monday long, including at 6 p.m. Check out Mikey again.
Yeah. I'll be on again. I might do a power metal special. We'll see how it goes. There's coming off of the back of Winter Sun, who are a really legendary / infamous power metal troupe because they went and made an album called Time One, and then to make Time Two, they needed a Kickstarter of over 100,000 euros in like 15 years. They very much almost bamboozled a lot of people. Wow. But they have an album out now, so we'll see. Check it out tonight.
That's a glowing endorsement. Yeah. Tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. to hear Lauren next on Listening Queerly. And me, well, you'll hear me around the station. Coming up next, we've got Indigenous in Music for you, taking you from 10 to 12 and then some Democracy Now. So a little bit of Bring You Up, and then you get to see the current state of